This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Macoupin County Clerk Pete Duncan. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Thanks for having me on.
Pete, we are in between the primary and the upcoming general election that will be in November. And there's some things that go on in between the primary and a general election. And we're going to talk about a few of those aspects today. And one is, even though some people were selected in the primary for their particular party, things like independents and so forth can still get on the ballot come November. And if you could talk a little bit about, say, an independent candidate or something like that, we have some deadlines coming up, and what is it that they need to do if they'd like to be on a ballot?
Sure. So for independent candidates, they have the same procedure as folks that got on the ballot for the primary. They're going to have to get their petitions and have a certain number of voters sign the petition saying they want them on the ballot. For independents, it's a little bit higher threshold. And if anyone is interested in running as an independent, if they want to give the office a call, we can walk them through the process there. But they'd be able to start circulating at any point now. And they have got until Monday, June 18th through Monday, June 25th to get those petitions turned back into our office in order to be on the ballot in November.
Now, that is for any office that they may be seeking.
Correct. Yep.
In some areas, we had, say, maybe just a Democrat or just a Republican run. And again, maybe if there's a Democrat that's been selected in the primary or a Republican, there's still a way for somebody from the opposing party to get on as well?
There is, yeah. So Illinois law says that if there was a vacancy in nomination, so it means that a Democrat wasn't nominated or a Republican wasn't nominated, they could still get on the ballot. They also would need to get a petition and get the same number of signatures as if they were running in the primary. But the extra step that they're going to have is that they need the party's committees to officially appoint them and fill out some paperwork that puts them in the position so that there is no longer a vacancy. And again, they can do that at any time now, all the way until Monday, June 4th. That's the last day that anyone can do that.
Then we come to things that also come on a ballot, not necessarily a political party, but questions, referendum. What is the deadlines for that, or how does that go concerning something that may need to be included on the November election ballot?
Yeah, so we've already had a couple folks that have either filed a resolution to get a question on the ballot or looked into doing a petition to get a question on the ballot. Those are the two ways. So if a district like a school district or the city or the county wanted to put a question on, they would adopt a resolution saying that the question needs to be put on the ballot, and then it's their job to get that into me. And then if folks want, in certain cases, they'd be able to do a petition to get the question on the ballot. And in that case, again, they would need to get a certain number of signatures of voters in that area that would want that question on the ballot. If somebody is interested in doing that, we can walk them through the process. So Monday, August 20th is the last day for a local district to file a referendum with my office to get it on the ballot. And Monday, August 6th is the last day for a petition to be filed in my office to get that question on the ballot.
A lot of times we have precinct committeemen. And sometimes those don't even have a candidate running. How are those positions filled, say, if no one runs?
Yeah, so if no one runs in the primary, that's a vacant spot for the next 2 years because those terms run from one primary to the next. And after, back on April 18th, both parties met, elected their new chairman, swore in their new precinct committeeman. And at that point, any of those positions could be appointed by the two new chairmen. And in the case of Illinois, for an appointed precinct committeeman spot, you don't even need to live in the precinct you're being appointed to. So if folks were interested in serving, you know, they can reach out to either party and say, you know, I'd like to be a committeeman.
As far as a committeeman, what is it actually? I guess it looks sort of like, I guess, to most people, like, well, people aren't even interested. What does the committeeman do, or what are their responsibilities?
Yeah, so the committeeman's role really depends on what the person wants to put into it and what the party expects. So So some of the duties that they could do is they can be sworn in as a deputy registrar, so they'd be able to register voters in their area. A lot of them will take vote-by-mail applications around to folks in their precinct that they know, you know, will want to vote by mail and get those filled out for them. And a lot of it is just doing the party work every election season, whether it's, you know, knocking on doors or trying to put up some yard signs or something along those lines. The one job that they all have specifically by statute is every 2 years we reappoint our election judges in each precinct, three from one party, two from the other. Depending on which party had the most votes in each governor's race, we averaged the last three governor's races. Whichever party had the most in that precinct, they get three. So every 2 years, the precinct committee men are technically the ones that say, these are the judges we would like to have serve in our precinct. So they'll be doing that this summer. And that's a critically important role. So that's the one thing for sure every committeeman has to do. After that, it's up to them and up to the parties.
And I guess there's one other thing that we had an example of back a few years ago in the case of not just Macoupin County, but a congressional person leaving office. Now, that's where the committeemen come in, and that's where we get down to selecting somebody to take over an office that somebody's leaving, correct?
Yeah, so actually they've changed that law just a little bit. So if it were a congressional vacancy, we would actually have a special election. But any other position, so if for some reason I was no longer county clerk or a township official were to resign, something along those lines, state senator were to resign, that would be where the committeemen would meet, look at which potential candidate would want to be replaced, and perhaps tell their chairman that's how we would like you to vote. It's technically the chairman's job to make that recommendation, but I think most of the time the chairman involve the precinct committeemen and take their opinions into consideration.
You mentioned judges and then also election judges. That's something that takes a lot of time, especially on election day and things like that. And really, from what I gather, you really never have enough judges for help, do you?
We do not. We do not. In Macoupin County, we've got 61 precincts. In an election when we're going to have all five judges work, that's 305 people. Just last March in the primary, we were only able to get 236, and that makes it a hard day for everyone. Anyone that would be interested, it is a long day, but it's just a critically important role in the election process. I think most folks that do it enjoy it. If someone's interested, they can reach out to us. We'll be more than happy to get them to the correct party so that they could get appointed and get their information. It's a long day, election day. You've got to be there before the polls open, and you're going to be there after the polls close to get all the ballots counted and everything. It's $150 for the day. If you come to a training class that I offer before the election, or you do the online training that we've got on the website, that's an additional $10. So it's a hard job. I think it's a rewarding job if you're interested in democracy, if you're interested in elections, and we certainly can use all the help we can get if anyone's interested.
You mentioned it's a long day. Really, what does the judge do, or what are their duties when they're at the polling place?
Absolutely. So a judge's job before the polls open is to get everything up and running, make sure we're ready to go. During the day, while the polls are open, anybody that's voted in the polling place, the judges are the ones that you walk in. They ask for your name and address. They'll find you in the application to vote, have you sign it, have you sign the signature sheets, get you your ballot, and then once you're finally voted, make sure you get your ballot in the proper machine and that it all works right. So basically, you know, election judges are really the most critical part of election day because, you know, I can't be in all 61 precincts. My staff can't be in all 61 precincts. They're the ones making sure that our elections are run fairly, that our counts are done accurately, and that everyone that wants to vote, that should be able to vote, is able to vote.
And finally, Pete, you alluded to the website. There is a lot of information for Macoupin County offices, deadlines, and everything like that. And if you would like to remind people, in addition to contacting your office, what is the website?
Yeah, so the website is MacoupinVotes.com. It's got our calendar, all the important dates coming up between now and November, some of which we talked about. You can check your voter registration. You can register to vote. You can find out more info on election judges. You can see who's going to be up when. You'll be able to apply for a vote-by-mail ballot come August when that is open again. There's just a ton of stuff on there that I think a lot of folks have found helpful, so we're always happy to provide that service.
Maricopa County Clerk Pete Duncan, thank you for joining us on the Forum program.
Thanks for having me.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.